This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Debbie Lewis. And, you know, we talk money, investments, insurance. Today we're talking small business. And from the University of South Florida, the FSBDC. Wow, that's a mouthful. Jeanette Blanco, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I am good. I'm good. What do you do for the organization?
My specialty is government contracting. My background is in civil engineering. So I help existing businesses that want to place government bids or work with government contracting. I help them, I guide them through the process.
Now, what type of businesses, Jeanette, really want to do government kind of work? What are the biggest industries to do that?
Construction.
Okay.
And also services.
What kind of services?
Professional services like architectural, engineering, accounting.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, if I were an accountant and I wanted to get a government contract, what does that mean? What departments would I work with?
Okay. It all depends on what you're going to be doing. Government contracting, you can just take a look at your county government contracted, or you can just do state, or you can do federal. So it all depends on what you want to accomplish with your business and where is your business is going. My recommendation is that you start coming to our classes and doing our one-on-one consulting if you want to start, you know, going, you want to start in the process of government contracting, so you have you can have an understanding of the whole process. It could be complicated, but that's why we're here. We try to make it simpler for small businesses. That's what we do. We do it through classes. We do it through one-on-one consulting. So we guide you through the process the whole way.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, how many businesses want to make this like their entire business, or is this just a portion of what they really do?
Really, my advice to businesses is that government contracting should be just a part of it. You cannot only rely on government contracting for your business. You also have to have the private sector.
Okay, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, well, especially, it all depends on what you want to accomplish with your business and where is your business at that particular point.
Is this something good for new businesses, or do you need to be established first?
I will recommend you to be established first because you need money and you need that cash flow that the private sector gives you. Because when you are dealing with government contracting, you will do the work and you get paid after you do the work, okay? And they have terms, 30 days or 60 days or whatever the contract says. So you will need cash to finish the job and then get paid. So the private sector will give you that cash flow that you need to for your business to be operating.
Okay. I think that would scare most people. But what I guess some people that might be listening to our show don't realize is that not every job pays every 2 weeks, especially when you're self-employed. A lot of contract people have different terms and systems in place for that.
Yes, they do. So that's why I will also recommend if you're starting into this government contracting world to just seek the guidance of a professional or come to us and seek our guidance. And we don't only help you through the process, which includes getting registered as a vendor or getting registered in these different agencies, but as well guide you through the bid to see if you have the capacity, if you have the experience, because We want your time to be effective. You do nothing, participating in a bid that you will not get because you don't have the capacity and the experience. So we will walk you through the process of building that, and we'll give you recommendations in how to get to that point.
Okay, now, how do we sign up for your classes, and how often are they, and can we do one-on-ones with you guys as well?
Yes, I would really recommend you to go to the website, hillsborocounty.org.
Okay.
/ Florida FSBDC, and you will take a look at all our classes, and you'll take a look at our resources. So there is a lot of things that we do. We just do the classes. We do the one-on-one consulting. We also have a lot of special programs that if you go on our website, you'll be able to take a look at. So go to hillsborocounty.org, and you can click on businesses, and you will see tons of resources that we can provide for you.
Okay, and what I am shocked at is the quality of you guys, the people that actually help us do all this. You guys have some pretty impressive credentials. What did you used to do before, Jeanette, when you got into this business?
Well, and I'm still doing. Most of us, including myself, have been business owners.
Okay.
So my background is in civil engineering. I was a civil engineer, and I own my own construction company.
Uh-huh.
What I'm doing now is I have a small business, and I also work for the Small Business Development Center at Hillsborough County. So most of us have a lot of experience because we've been business owners.
And that's the best kind. I don't want someone teaching me that's just a teacher and never had to go through the fire, because it's different. Once you've been a business owner, you've made payroll, I think you have a different understanding.
Yeah, and adding to that, we're required to have professional development hours. And we also require to have, depending on our area of expertise, we also require to have certifications. In my case, I just got my certification in contract compliance, which helps my clients, which helped me help my clients when they're participating in contracts, so they can just be in compliance with that agency.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. When we contact you, is it through a website or a phone number? How do we contact your company the best?
Okay, so what you can do is you can send me an email. My company, you can go through their website, which is hillsborocounty.org/SBDC.
Okay, and a phone number for you?
So for my phone number, it's 813-215-5178.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for being with us today. And again, if people want to contact you, they just don't have to be in the same area as you. They can be anywhere within our listening range of the station and can get to you and your services, correct?
Correct. And the best way really to contact me, because I'm always with clients, it's by email. They can email me at blancoe@hillsborocounty.org.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're going to have you back, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.